Welcome to the Talking People podcast, Feminist Biographies. This biography was written by Virginia, an elementary student, and now I'm going to read it. She's written it to learn it by ear, by heart, and to say it in our workshops on women transforming the world, which we are going to hold in our first Feminist Cultural Week. So, here goes. Malala Yousafzai, Human Rights Defender, by Virginia. I'm an elementary English student, and I'm going to speak about Malala Yousafzai, the first youngest woman to win the Nobel Peace Prize. She was born on the 12th of July, 1997, in Mingora City, Pakistan. Malala is a Muslim. She speaks Pashtun, Urdu, and English. She has two younger siblings. Her father is a poet, and he has some schools in Pakistan. He spoke about politics to his daughter when she was a child. When Malala was 11 years old, she had a blog. She wrote about her life under the Taliban regime. She wanted to defend civil rights, especially girls' rights, because Talibans don't allow girls the right to go to school. One day, when she was 15 and she was going to school on the school bus, an armed man got on and shot Malala in her head. Malala was in hospital for a long time. When she got better, she was taken to Britain. Malala said, "My dream is that all the children in the world can go to school because education is a fundamental human right." When she was 17 years old, she won the Nobel Peace Prize with a man called Kailash Satyarthi. Both fight for children and young people and their rights to education. Today, Malala Yousafzai is a politically active woman. That's the extraordinary story of Malala. I hope you enjoyed it. And that's all for today. Have a nice day.